Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James William Gregory, Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church, GMN, Gregory News Network, coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70 worldwide on the Internet. Blog Talk Radio is the world's largest free Internet radio site. A lot of radio stations are on there, and my network, GMN Gregory News Network, is on there. Also, you can follow me on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. On my YouTube site, it's under my name, James Gregory. Facebook, James W. Gregory Jr., and on Twitter, at Gregory of News. Today is Wednesday, April 8th, 2015. It's a little after 10 a.m. now, Eastern Time, which is a little after 7 a.m. Pacific Time. And in all the other time zones around the world, different times. And I'm here at Starbucks, outside of Starbucks Coffee here in San Marco, Florida, which is a suburb of Jacksonville. It's a beautiful day out here. It's an absolutely beautiful day today. It's going to warm up in the 80s. And also, I've been in contact with WOKV 690 AM and 104.5 FM. They're interested in my show, and I'm trying to raise support for my upcoming radio shows, God willing, on WOKB 690 AM, 104.5. Hey, if you need to contact me after this broadcast, now right now I'm broadcasting here on my cell phone worldwide here on Blog Talk Radio. You can call me anytime, 904-504-4283. There is a live call-in number here at Blog Talk Radio. Now, Blog Talk Radio, they're headquartered in the media capital of the world, New York City. The live call-in number, 347-633-9660. You dial one first, 347-633-9660. You know, I'm a preacher. God allowed me to start a church. It's called Tribulation Baptist Church. It's a home church, street preaching ministry, and also worldwide here on the Internet. You know, I believe we're in the end days, ladies and gentlemen. I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but the thing is, please trust and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, and call upon him, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I've said this repeatedly in previous shows. I believe World War III has begun. Now, there was a big breaking news story yesterday. There was a power outage in Washington, D.C. The White House and a lot of the main federal buildings were out of power. You know, some kind of blackout or something. Also, there was a big breaking news story yesterday. A Russian nuclear sub caught on fire. Not a good situation. Good morning. And for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And now I'm going to read some more scripture here in the book of Romans, chapter 3. Stand by. I was reading from here this morning at home. And I'm glad you're listening to my network, GMN Gregory News Network. My name is James William Gregory, Jr., and I'm coming to you live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Romans chapter 3. What advantage then hath the Jew, or what profit is there of circumcision? Much every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of God. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. As it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings and mightest overcome when thou art judged. This is a 15-minute live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. But if our unrighteousness commend the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unrighteous who taketh vengeance? I speak as a man. God forbid. For then how shall God judge the world? For if the truth of God have more abounded through my lie unto his glory, why yet am I also judged as a sinner? And not rather as we be slanderously reported. You know, a lot of people, they slander my name, defame my character, make fun of me, laugh at me. All I can do is pray for those people that they'll repent, believe and trust in the Lord. But if our unrighteousness commend the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unrighteous who taketh vengeance? I speak as a man. That's what I am, a man. Man. God forbid, for then how shall God judge the world? For if the truth of God hath more abounded through my lie unto his glory, why yet am I also judged as a sinner? Reading out of the King James Version of the Word of God, my network, GMN Gregor News Network, on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70 worldwide. Verse 8, and not rather as we be slanderously reported, and as some affirm that we say, let us do evil, that good may come, whose damnation is just. What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise. No, in no wise. For we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they're all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Good morning. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. You know, there was an old saying that I used to see, no Jesus, no peace. No Jesus, no peace. You get that? If you know Jesus, you have peace. If you don't have Jesus, you have no peace. I know that's a play on words, but it's the truth. It's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. And, hey, you can email me anytime, quakeman30@gmail.com. quakeman30@gmail.com. It's a bright and sunny day here in the Jacksonville, Florida area. It's going to get up in the 80s. And, hey, if you want one of my newsletters, the Gregory Report, it's only $1. At one time, a portion of my newsletter was published by 5 newspapers in the Los Angeles area. Also, I just recently started an online newspaper, The Target of Jacksonville. It's a Christian online newspaper. Okay, well, listen, you know, God is good. God is so good, he puts up with us. Yesterday on my Facebook, I put a portion of my cable, a couple of my cable TV shows, a portion of them on my Facebook site. You know, I'm thinking about going back to Los Angeles. That's where I got married. That's where I got on the air with my own show in 1999, got married in 1994. My wife and I are now divorced, and I've been trying to reconcile with her. She's not coming back to me, so I leave it in God's hands. So in the meantime, I'm looking for another Christian lady to date and possibly marry in the future. And let me read more out of Romans chapter 3. Stand by. Let's see. What then? Are we better than they? No, and no wise, for we have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. And pretty soon I'm going to be wrapping up this live 15-minute broadcast. Now, later on, God willing, I will put this broadcast up on my Facebook and also on my Twitter site. Have a nice day. And, you know, God is good, ladies and gentlemen. God is good. He gives us the oxygen to breathe, the food to eat, the people to care about. And don't ever lose sight of that. If you're not saved, if you're not a born-again Christian, call upon the Lord right now. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord in prayer shall be saved. The Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb, and he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day. He is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. And one day, the Lord Jesus Christ himself is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness in great power and great glory. How do you feel about President Barack Hussein Obama? A lot of people are calling him Dictator President Obama now. And how do you feel about him? Let me know. You can still call in live here to Blog Talk Radio, 347-633-9660. 347-633-9660. Of course, you dial 1 first. And later on, if you want to contact me on my cell phone number, 904-504-4283. 904-504-4283. You all have a great day, and may God richly bless you. Remember, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. God is good, ladies and gentlemen. He will never fail. We fail. God never fails, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, if you're not a Christian, call upon the Lord right now, and he will save your soul. Believe God. If you believe God, it is accounted unto you for righteousness. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. And, you know, God is good. You know, he's always good. And we're not good. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I'm a sinner. You're a sinner. We're all sinners, ladies and gentlemen. And God loved us so much, he sent his blessed Son, God manifested in the flesh, the Lord Jesus Christ, over 2,000 years ago. He died on the cross of Calvary. You know, he had his earthly ministry, and then he was crucified on the cross of Calvary. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb, and he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day. He is now seated on the right hand of the Father. Excuse me, sir, what time do you have? What time do you have? Thank you. And going to be wrapping up this 15-minute show, and 90 seconds to go, less than 90 seconds now. And if you ever want to make a contribution for this ministry, Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN, Gregory News Network, it's a Christ-centered ministry and shows. I've been on the air, like I said, since 1999. In the beginning, my show was called The Earthquake Show, which is now GNN, Gregory News Network. That One Spark festival just began once again in Jacksonville, Florida. I was there last night, and less than a minute to go of this live broadcast. Well, listen, like I said, like I was saying, later on, God willing, I'll put this up on my Facebook and also on my Twitter. My Facebook site, James W. Gregory Jr., and my Twitter site at Gregory of News, GregoryOfNews. My main website for my shows and network since 1999, quakemed.freeservice.com. That's www.quakemed.freeservers.com. Going to be wrapping up, ladies and gentlemen. You have a great day wherever you are worldwide. And God bless you. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins. Unless you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. The Lord Jesus Christ. 10 seconds to go. My name is James William Gregory, Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, GNN Gregory News Network, and also I started a newspaper the target of Jacksonville. Signing off for now. Have a great day. Take care.